Florida lawmakers want to ban for-profit iBanks. iBanks retrieve, store, and help deliver corneas to people who need them. The industry has been dominated by nonprofit groups, but that trend is changing. I'm Robbie Gaffney. When someone looks into a mirror, they may not notice their cornea. It's as thick as a dime and clear, like the glass covering on a watch. Eye infections can damage corneas and cause people to go blind. To see again, most patients will need a corneal transplant. According to the iBank Association of America, more than 85,000 people got corneal transplants in 2018. The procedures are coordinated by iBanks, and until recently, the majority of these banks were nonprofit. But in 2016, the for-profit CorneaGen opened, and St. Petersburg Senator Daryl Roussan is taking issue with its Florida branch. He worries a for-profit company might make people think twice before donating.
If people, donors that is, feel as though someone's going to make money off their donation, it could be a chilling factor on donations.
Samantha Haynes is waiting in line at the DMV. She's a registered organ donor and surprised to hear about for-profit banks.
I had never considered organ donations as something that you can make a profit off of. In fact, I thought that was illegal.
Right now, it is illegal to buy or sell organs in the United States. But nonprofit and for-profit companies can charge fees for behind-the-scenes work. Everything from transporting organs to blood testing can be billed to physicians, who in turn charge patients for that cost. Roussan is concerned for-profit banks will use extra money from fees to line people's pockets. Haynes says even if that's true, she would still choose to be a donor.
Well, the for-profits, it's still going for a good cause. I would still probably say that I'd like to remain a donor, just on the off chance that somebody who's in dire need of an organ in an unfortunate circumstance on my end would get what they need.
Patricia Ford is also at the DMV. When asked if for-profit banks would affect Ford's decision to register as an organ donor, she said,
"Yes."
Ford also says she doesn't agree with the concept of charging patients for donated tissue, whether it be from a nonprofit or for-profit bank.
My Southern background says that if I give someone something, there should be no charge in it. It should be unconditional. So the transportation, whoever the giver, because I've donated it, so they're no longer mine. I'm not here, so I could care less. But that group or entity that is making the decision to give it to someone else who it may help save their sight or whatever the case may be, it's not fair to them to charge them for a gift that I left them.
CorneaGen CEO Monty Montoya says his company's for-profit status has disrupted the industry. He says the extra money coming in goes toward research. His company's goal is to eliminate corneal blindness by 2040. One of the technologies it's developing to do that involves growing cells from a donor's cornea, adding a substance to it, and then injecting those cells into a patient's eye.
One cornea provides one person a chance to see again. Well, with this, we would expand it so that hundreds and maybe even thousands of patients would have a chance to see from one cornea.
Nonprofit banks like Lion's Eye Institute for Transplant and Research also conduct research. The company's CEO, Jason Woody, says Lion's Eye uses donated eyes to study diseases.
One, it could be a whole eye, which could be used for, you know, for research studies such as glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, for multiple diseases which most, you know, people have, know someone in their family or themselves are impacted.
According to Woody, hospitals can choose which eye banks to partner with, whether that's for or nonprofit. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.